you lived not far from here. You lived on, I think, San Juan Island, and I think you actually lived down the street from a pro wrestler, Ivory.
I do?
Well, at least she claims that she came here to promote WrestleMania, and she said, she's like, I live on San Juan Island. I think Steve Miller lives down the street.
Oh, well, that would be, I haven't met Ivory.
Okay.
But I do love pro wrestling, especially the manager side of it.
Uh-huh.
All the jive, you know, the Bobby the Brain, Heenan, and those kind of characters have always amused me.
The guys who talk loud on the, like, before the interview.
Well, yeah, it's the interview stuff I like. I don't care about the wrestling. I just like all the, you know, shenanigans that are going on back, you know, back in the dressing room. All the hard luck, bad stuff that goes on.
And someone pulls out a folding chair and all hell breaks loose.
That's absolutely right. You know, and I used to, when I was a little kid, I mean, really little, this is like so far back that it was when television first started. We're talking like 1951,
uh-huh.
1950, like that. Gorgeous George was, wrestling was one of the few things they put on television. They didn't have any television programs, so wrestling and roller derby were big things on TV when I was real little. And Gorgeous George always cracked me up, so I always watched wrestling. And, that's kind of funny. I did. I'll have to find out where Ivory lives. And the trouble is, I do have a couple of friends who are professional wrestlers, and they came by to see me one time to ask me to help them with their music publishing. They wanted to, they were musicians as well.
Uh-huh.
And I got to talking to them about wrestling, and then I found out what it was really like and how tough it is and how hard they work and the injuries they suffer and all the jive stuff that goes on. I told them, I said, well, I always wanted to, you know, be a manager in wrestling that had a guy that wrestled for me who never actually had to have a fight because I wanted to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
You know, there'd always be an injunction, there'd always be some kind of subpoena, there'd always be legal trouble instead of wrestling, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they called my bluff, and Vince McMahon checked in and wanted me to come to Super Slam or Grand Slam or something, and no, I can't, you know. So I chickened out at the last minute. I don't have what it takes to join into the wrestling entertainment world.
Yeah, I think you need to be like 6'8 and like 400 pounds of muscle for that.
Oh, these guys, my friends were exactly that big, and all had bad knees, and they used to wrestle for Ted Turner, and they in Atlanta, and they were bad guys. It was Max Payne and Dr. Squash were their names.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to bait this old woman. The fans that would actually come down to the TV studio to watch them wrestle were really kind of hysterical fans, you know. And there was this old woman who hated Max, just hated him, and he would, you know, bait her from the ring. Yeah, you just came here, you just want to look at my body, you know, don't touch me up, will you?
Uh-huh.
Kind of talk. And one day he was walking out off the ring, out the pathway, and she had a corny dog stick that she stabbed him with, and it actually went into his kidney, and it almost killed him. He got this horrible infection.
Oh, wow. So that wasn't like a scripted thing. That was like
No. There's a wrestling, you know, I mean, it's very weird. It's, if what wrestling is it's like very crude Greek theater.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's good versus evil, and, you know, everybody's wearing platform shoes, and, you know, it's all puffed up and everything, but the emotions are very, very real, and the crowds always seem, whenever, I've been to a few wrestling matches, but the crowds always seem kind of sad, and, you know, it's almost like they're a little cross-eyed and a little dim-witted or something, you know,
uh-huh,
look at everybody that's really, really revved up in the wrestling, you know, and it's a strange profession for sure, but enough about them.
but who knew Steve Miller is a huge wrestling fan? So something not every.